federal government owes money. They have racked up millions of dollars in unpaid water bills. Investigative reporter Mark Seagraves from our sister station WTOP has uncovered evidence the government isn't paying special fees that water companies are charging, and in many cases, local water authorities are passing the tab on to consumers. Mark joins us this morning with details. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Jane.
All right, so how much does the government owe?
Well, it depends on where you live. The district is the biggest, bears the biggest burden because of the large federal presence here, obviously. So for the District of Columbia, it's between $2 and $3 million a year that they owe. But all across the country, in parts of Georgia, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. Cincinnati, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Washington State, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So in other words, this is money that these municipalities are spending on water remediation that they expect to get reimbursed by the government but have not yet?
Well, this is where the irony is. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has set forth very strict mandates recently for stormwater permits, which every jurisdiction must have. And this regulates what happens when it rains and you have impervious surfaces like big buildings and parking lots. The water runs off into, around here, the Potomac and Anacostia Rivers, which are the sources of our drinking water. So the federal government requires that local municipalities do some remediation and treat water, the storm water and whatnot, and that obviously costs money. And so the water companies or the municipalities have added fees. In D.C., it's called an impervious area charge. It's on everybody's water bill. If you're a homeowner, like most of our listeners, then it's $2.20 a month. If you're a commercial property owner, like the government, then it's based on square footage. The federal government in the District of Columbia owns nearly 20% of the land mass. They're the biggest customer by far.
And so this comes on my water bill. Obviously, I don't really have much of a choice to pay it or not to pay it. Does the federal government break it out and basically pay the water charge but not pay the fee?
That's right. For instance, in the District of Columbia, their annual water bill, which I did not know until I did this, the federal government actually pays in advance. They estimate their water bill 2 years in advance. But their annual water bill is about $39 million just right here in D.C. for D.C. WASA. So on everybody's bill, including the government, there's a line item for different fees and charges. We've all seen them on all of our utilities. And one of the line items in D.C. is this impervious area charge. And so they had the federal government has the GAO, General Counsel, has opined that that is actually a tax. And the federal government, as you know, is immune from paying taxes to local government.
Oh, so it's their opinion it's a tax.
That is correct. Now, this has been going on across the country, and in some states it's actually been litigated. Cincinnati is the most recent place where this was litigated. The city of Cincinnati, Ohio, sued the federal government for $100,000 that the Department of Veterans Affairs and Health and Human Services had not paid in their stormwater fees. They won in a lower court, and rather than appealing, the two sides reached a settlement which was far less than what was actually owed.
Interesting. Mark Seagraves, investigative reporter for our sister station, 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
And Mark, as far as we know, the businesses that are in these cities, as well as the homeowners, are also paying the fee. It's just whatever federal presence might be there in the terms of those offices, those are the ones that are just, well, depending on your point of view, shirking this fee or not paying a tax that they're not entitled to pay or not required to pay.
That's absolutely correct. And so, actually, because the GAO has released this opinion, each individual federal agency now gets to decide whether they want to pay these fees. So I was talking to the city attorney in Seattle, Washington, who told me that some federal agencies are paying the water fee and others aren't. And so the ones that aren't have racked up this year $1.6 million in fees in the city of Seattle, Washington, that aren't being paid or haven't been paid in over 3 years. And that cost is being passed on directly to the taxpayers, because in the district we have it on our water bill. In some jurisdictions, it actually appears on your property taxes as a line item. So depending on where you live, the water company.
And so I guess what I'm asking at this point is there anything that the companies can do other than publicly embarrass the federal government for not paying its bill, as we are probably doing here? Is there anything that they can do besides take them to court, as was done in Cincinnati?
Well, there's a couple of options that DC WASA is considering. One, they're going to meet with the GAO and see if they can convince them that this is actually a fee that they get something for. That's kind of the litmus test. Does the government get something for what they're paying, either a goods or service? And then, if that doesn't work, they're going to appeal to the Obama administration directly because it is a judgment call. And if that fails, they're prepared to go to court.
But no danger of any federal building having its water cut off, for example. There's
because,
always,
you know, they pay the lion's share of their bill. And so
it's just that little sliver of fee that they're avoiding.
That's right. And so nowhere in the country that I could find in my research had any municipality threatened to turn off the federal government's water.
Hey, I wonder if the White House is... Do we know about the White House, if it's paying the fee?
Well, in the federal government... It's all kind of lumped in the district.
Right.
It's one big
bill that kind of takes care of all the federal agencies, and it comes to about $39 million. And at the end of every year, which is the process they're in right now, which is how we found out about this, they reconcile that bill. And this year when they reconciled it, they said, oh, guess what? We just started charging this fee. You guys have to pay your share.
And so is there any indication that they might, with the disagreement now fully disclosed, will they pay next year? Will they pay this fee in advance, or will they continue to not pay it, or do we not know?
No, in fact, the GAO has instructed the Department of Treasury not to pay this fee on the bill that is due in October of 2010, and the Department of Defense has sent a letter on behalf of the Army, Navy, and Air Force. Actually, it was the Secretary of the Navy sent it on behalf of all the armed services, saying that they were going to follow suit and they were not going to pay. And so that means the Pentagon across the river, which even though it's in Virginia, gets its stormwater management and water from WASA, the Pentagon won't be paying that portion of their water bill.
Yeah, there's a big water consumer.
All right. That's interesting stuff. Mark, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate this.
Thanks for having me.